another day of a political showdown between the state administration in Bengal and the BJP over allegations of violence in Chandishkali. But as the matter over access, physically getting to Chandishkali, once again reached the Calcutta High Court, the court itself had some tough words for the government.
Tough talk by the Calcutta High Court on a day two opposition teams finally reached Chandishkali. The Calcutta High Court questioned why Sher Shah Jahan, the local strongman at the center of the allegations, is still evading arrest. The Calcutta High Court questioned the state on the absconding TMC strongman. The court said Sher Shah Jahan cannot be on the run and that one man cannot hold all to ransom. The court asked why he hadn't been arrested yet, even after being on the run after allegedly committing a crime. The High Court told the state to stop harassing people and let them speak. Shubhendu Adhikari was stopped at the Dhamakali Ferry Ghat, where prohibitory orders were imposed once again. But as a division bench of the Calcutta High Court led by the Chief Justice allowed him to proceed only with his security, the police had to let him go to Chandishkali.
मैं सब गांव में घुमा हूं भाजपा की हमारी 14 कार्यकर्ता 14 कार्यकर्ता जेल में है तो जस्टिस इनको मिलेगा बलात्कारी जमी लुटेरा माफिया और वोट लुटेरा सब जेल के अंदर जाएगा सब ममता के आदमी और लगातार हमारी लीडर लोग आना आता जाता चालू रहेगा.
Similarly, Brinda Khara, former CPI-M MP, also was initially stopped by the police but eventually allowed to proceed to Chandishkali with a police escort.
Finally, an opposition delegation reaching Chandishkali. Two opposition delegations today. First, the BJP and then, of course, CPIM's Brinda Karat reaching Chandishkali. Now, as Shubhendu Adhikari arrived here, women greeted him because these are the women who wanted to meet him and whom he wanted to meet. This is, of course, in Chandishkali Island, where he arrived this morning after the Calcutta High Court allowed him to proceed to Chandishkali. With camera person Aniruddha Tripathi on the Chandishkali Island, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Monideepa Banerjee, my former colleague, who has a very big idea of this entire area. Riju Datta of the Trinamool Congress, Shatrurupa, spokesperson of the BJP, Dr. Fuad Halim of the CPM, Shikha Mukherjee, another senior journalist. Thank you all very much for being with us. Monideepa, one of the allegations made by Mamata Banerjee today is that this is an area which has been prone to communal flare-ups in the past, that the RSS has looks at this area as a stronghold, and therefore the BJP is trying to rile up communal tensions. Is there any truth in this?
Well, the RSS has been in Bengal, in many parts of Bengal, over many, many years. And if they have been here in Chandishkali, it must have been for a long time. And, you know, the question that then immediately comes to mind, if RSS has been active here, if it's been busy here, then how come the BJP performs so poorly in the elections? Which they have. In the last panchayat elections, they have virtually not got any seats in the Chandishkali area. So that is, you know, okay, so the RSS is there. It has influence, certainly. But whether it's the decisive influence is a question that remains to be answered. However, Mamata Banerjee certainly knows what she's talking about. She knows that the entire opposition is actually trying to set foot in the Chandishkali area that has been completely dominated by the TMC for many elections now. So that is a fact of life, that the opposition is trying to find a place there. But whether you can only blame the RSS for what is going on right now is something I would certainly question.
Okay. Riju Datta, you know, if you look at what the High Court has said, they've said that the Trinamool Congress strongman, Sheikh Shah Jahan, who's sort of seen to be the perpetrator of the violence over there, I quote, cannot be on the run, and I quote again, the state cannot support him. Why is the Bengal government supporting him?
First of all, the Bengal government did not support him. Second of all, as we speak now on your channel, Vishnuji, still now there is not one single complaint of any sort of harassment or anything against Sheikh Shah Jahan. And these are not my words, these are the words of the BJP West Bengal. Thirdly, the most important thing, you mentioned the Kolkata High Court. Let me mention to you the apex court of this country, the Honorable Supreme Court, in all its wisdom, has categorically denied a CBI probe, has categorically stayed the Lok Sabha privilege motion against Bengal's top officers, and has refused to compare Sundesh Kali with Manipur, thereby drawing a line over the nasty politics of the BJP. And today, finally, with the High Court's order, when BJP was allowed to enter Sundesh Kali, what did they do? They have gone back to their DNA of being racist and communal, and a Sikh cop in uniform, they call them Khalistan. So the logic is this, that BJP to BJP, if you are a Bengali, you are a Rohingya. If you are a Sikh, you are a Khalistani. If you are a Muslim, you are a jihadi.
Let's just be a little careful, Riju, let's be a little careful with all of this. We don't want to, this situation to flare up. I know what you're talking about. But my question, once again, Riju, to you is this. And this is another quote from the High Court this time. When you say that this man there are no allegations in the area with regard to him, the court says, we have seen the grievances. The women of the area have flagged issues, right, in which Sheikh Shah Jahan has been involved. There have been some land-grabbing incidents as well. He cannot be on the run. He has to surrender to the court. He cannot be defying the law. So that's what the High Court says. Why isn't he surrendering?
Because he's absconding. We don't know where he is.
So the entire state machinery is unable to locate this one man who's been a real figure over there.
No, you have to understand there is some technicality in this, Vishnuji. The place of Sundesh Kali now falls under the 50-kilometer jurisdiction of the BSF. The West Bengal administration still does not have a complaint against him. The ED has issued a lookout notice. Now, this is absconding. The leader of opposition, Shubhendu Adhikari, has categorically told the press, I have locations of Sheikh Shah Jahan. Why doesn't Shubhendu Adhikari give the location to ED or the BSF? We are saying that he's absconding. Like the central, the union government says Mehul Choksi and Nirav Modi are absconding. The central government, the Supreme Court has called Nirav Modi to come back to India. Have Nirav Modi come back? I don't know what kind of an argument this is. He is absconding. We are not supporting anybody. The West Bengal administration and West Bengal police does not fear anybody, does not give favor to anybody. And
okay, Swatharupa, spokesperson of the BJP. Riju, I get it.
One second. For your viewers, Vishnuji, I also want to highlight a point that the women of Sundesh Kali has filed complaints against two elected representatives of Trinamool Congress, Uttam Sardar and Shibu Hajra. And Mamata Banerjee, being the Home Minister and the Chief Minister, has done a Raj Dharma and they are behind bars now. So it's very rich coming from BJP talking about all this.
Shatrupa, to the point that Riju was mentioning that there is an area of legislation where the BSF occupies or looks after that area. It's close to the boundary with Bangladesh. And that could be one of the factors which prevents this man from being arrested. How would you respond?
No, first of all, Riju, I think, is as always talking through his hat. I don't want to respond to most of it because that's going to take up my airtime. No, as far as BSF is concerned, since you asked this question, yes, it is a border area. Yes, it is a marshy land. Yes, it is a lot of water area, but BSF is doing its job in the sense that ED has put out a lookout notice. So Shah Jahan is probably not crossed the border. But as far as Shah Jahan is concerned, being in West Bengal, there have been, which is very right, Shubhendra has actually mentioned some three locations. There is an ex-CPM MLA, which I'm sure Fuad will clarify. He has also mentioned that Shah Jahan is probably there. Akhil Giri, Trinamool's minister, has also mentioned a location. Now, my point is, with all these five locations, police didn't even bother to go and find out. Vishnu, if you lose your phone at home or if you lose your spectacle somewhere and somebody tells you it is probably in that room, wouldn't you at least go and look for it? These people, police have not bothered. They haven't moved. We haven't seen police in Sundesh Kali. We've only seen reporters of various kinds, of various channels. We haven't seen police even moving a foot to look for this man. That is our concern. And Riju, in all his wisdom, has said two things very wrong. One is the women of Sundesh Kali who are complaining have very specifically told about these two henchmen, but they have also said that Shah Jahan is very much involved. It all used to happen in front of Shah Jahan. Riju can keep on wagging his finger, but the point is, these are not my dialogues. These are not something that the women have come and whispered.
But just one second. On the entire issue of allegations of rape, Shikha Mukherjee, What exactly are women in the area saying? We've had our reporters over there in that region as well. And it's perhaps much more nuanced than some of the allegations are, that the nature of the attack was not rape. What are you hearing?
I am hearing that. I'm hearing lots of different conflicting and contradictory messages and reports. And I really don't think that women's bodies need to be turned into a political battleground. This is completely unacceptable. Women's bodies in Sandesh Khali have been turned into the political battleground. This is not the first time. This has happened before in Mednipur also. This has happened before elsewhere. Now, turning women's bodies into a political battleground is really making victims of women over and over and over again. It's totally unacceptable. The BJP may have zero confidence in the state government and the state police. There is an option. If it is possible, they need to get it investigated. But at this point in time, is there any investigating agency, whether it is of the state or of the center, which is not a part of the controversy and the political nexus that is associated with it? So, you know, this has become now a kind of propaganda scenario which I'm looking at, where what the women are saying is not at all in the forefront. What the women are complaining about is not in the forefront. What is in the forefront, what is occupying the public space, including the media channels, is what the BJP is talking about. What the BJP is saying about the situation, what others are saying about the situation. We want a thorough investigation.
Okay, I understand that. Just before I go to Fawadda, Fawadda, one second. Monideepa, just for the benefit of viewers across the country, the nature of allegations in that area range from people being beaten up by Shah Jahan and his henchmen, to women being raped in the Trinamool office, to land grabbing, which has taken place as well, and a cult of fear. Is there any clarity on what exactly was happening over there?
Well, of course, there is now plenty of clarity on what was happening over there. What we know for certain, let me at least address the issue of the women, and that is, women were harassed. Now, a lot of women have come forward to say that they were called to the TMC office at odd hours of day and night. They were locked up within some premise for hours at night. They were asked to do errands and they were sexually assaulted. Some have said it. Some have not spelt it out as much. Again, that is something we should not entirely be surprised about, because women in villages are not going to be, very upfront about the fact that they may have been molested. We have to keep it in mind. It's always something that has happened to somebody else. That's very common, and not just in Bengal, I'm sure. So definitely women have been harassed. Now, there's a very important point that I must make over here, and that is sexual assault is not just rape. It is also a whole range of other things. Even, a sort of leering stare from somebody can actually be treated as sexual assault. So we should consider that whatever the nature of women's complaints at Sandesh Khali, the range of complaints that have come through, I do not think we can just dismiss it as, untruth or polished truth or tinted truth. We have to take some of the stuff they are saying at word value, unless, of course, somebody can prove that they are either RSS, workers, or they are BJP workers.
Or the allegations are incorrect. Now, I take your point. Dr. Fuad Haleem, the other aspect of all of this is that the opposition, till today, has essentially not been allowed to get into the area. Despite orders from the High Court, there were problems in actually getting in. Is that one of your big concerns, that actually shows culpability of the administration?
Well, leaders of the opposition are not allowed, being allowed to enter the area, has been preceded by removing the opposition leaders from the area. One has to keep in mind that Shibu Hazara, who is presently behind bars and very courteously accepted by the TMC spokesperson as the person who has been accused in a number of crimes, from land grabbing to almost what you call outraging the modesty of women at all levels perceptible. He filed a complaint against my party leader, former MLA, Nirapada Sardar. And Nirapada Sardar is now arrested and is in jail. On whose complaint? On Shibu Hazra's complaint. So the police has been very, very proactive there to ensure that the people who are leading the movement against all these criminals are put behind bars so that they cannot go ahead and organize the people. But side by side, you have to understand that when we link this Sandesh Kali issue with the strike, All India strike of the Kisans and the workers, and in Bahrampur, when this Sandesh Kali issue, the people were protesting in Bahrampur, that's a different district in Murshidabad, the TMC police unleashed such terror that one of our comrades, Anarul Islam, he was beaten mercilessly. He died over there. So any protest, whether in Sandesh Kali or outside Sandesh Kali, is going to be what you call put an end to by the TMC as a party, by the TMC as an administration, by the TMC who controls the West Bengal police at this point of time.
Okay, Doctor.
The women.
Dr. Halim, I get the point. Yes.
5 seconds. The women in Sandesh Kali have taken up cudgels. They have gone and taught the likes of Shibu Hazra and Uttam Sardar a lesson that they're not going to forget in their life. You have the visuals, Vishnu, where you've seen like rats the TMC gundas are escaping. They're jumping off the boats because the people of Sandesh Kali are in hot pursuit of them, teaching them the lesson of their lives. Now that is a question that is clarifying all the rascals who are supporting these types of atrocities there in Sandesh Kali. The people are banding together. The people are moving. Our leadership in Sandesh Kali, our leaders are 117 people Shibu Hazra has named in his complaint. And along with Nirapada Sardar, our entire leadership in Sandesh Kali has been removed.
Okay, one second, Dr. Halim, you made lots of points.
The BJP to come in. The BJP doesn't have any organization.
Riju has a right to respond to that. Riju, go ahead. Yes.
See, when the CPM talks about law, order and justice, it is just laughable. The producers of Kerala Story, the perpetrator, producers and directors of gang rapes and mass murders in 34
you
years.
Support the producers of Kerala Story? Does the TMC support the producers of Kerala Story?
Please,
you support them?
Swarda, one second.
Thank you, Riju.
Hold on, one sec. Dr. Halim, one sec. Dr. Halim, let him answer. Dr. Halim, we don't do it like this. We don't do this. We don't do this shouting business. He didn't say a word. Let him say what he has to. If I have time, I'll come back to you. Go ahead.
Yes.
Riju.
From Nondigram to Shingur to 21st July to Nitai, God Beta, they have chopped off hands, raped women, thrown them on the road. And Jyoti Bose used to say, these are small matters. That happens. And they are lecturing us here. Why? My question is this. The women of Sandesh Kali came on the media, in front of the media, and said, these atrocities happened with us. And now the CPM, the left spokesperson, are coming on national TV and they are barking here. My question is this. Nirapada Hazra is your ex-MLA who belongs from that area. Before 6th February, in this day of social media, why a single left leader, whether it is Nirapada Hazra, whether it is Mohammad Salim, whether it is Sudham Chakraborty, or any of the perpetrators of gang rapes and mass murders, why they did not raise the issue of Sandesh Kali before 6th of February 2024? Now you are trying to jump on the back of BJP trying to gain political mileage because your political relevancy is a big fat zero. It is shameful.
Okay, one thing. Shatrupa had a point.
But the CPM is worse.
Okay, Shatrupa, go ahead. Yes.
Vishnu, I wanted to thank Monadipadi because she's one rare person. I'm saying I've been doing these interviews for a very long time now.
She is a rare person. We're the first people to say that. Yes, go ahead.
No, actually, you know, there's this tendency to down this whole thing that it's kind of a conspiracy. After all, it is not rape. Monidipati has very, that is why, in fact, that's when I put up my hand, that it's not only rape. That is, I mean, that everything doesn't have tantamount to rape. And like Monidipati said, these people are rustic women. They don't talk much and they cannot raise these issues. And I think it is very, very humiliating for these women to even suggest that they are politicizing the whole thing. After all, we are in a state there where the woman chief minister, who women of West Bengal have very high expectations of, she makes insensitive comments like their faces were covered. So then when they were arrested, they became BJP people. There was this 14-year-old girl who was raped in Hashkali. She goes to on a different forum, a corporate forum, and says, oh, she was just 14-year-old. She had an affair and she was pregnant. So she was raped. And then she says things like, the Park Street rape was a shorojantro. She says things like, if you have a body, you will have fever, you will get raped. This is hurting. I am not saying that these things don't happen. Shikhadi is very right. Women have been used as commodities all over down the ages. But you expect a subtle change when there is a woman chief minister.
All right, one second, fair enough. That I just want to quickly go across to Monidipa. Quick comment, Monidipa, before I wrap this up. Go ahead.
Very short comments. Shatrupadi, thank you so much. Great compliments. But the danger is when BJP compliments you, you are shoved into the BJP camp. And then when you say something that doesn't make the TMC happy, that you're getting ending up, you know, in the BJP camp. And, you know, thank you very much. But honestly, I also have...
Monidipa, both camps love you. But go right ahead.
That's the best way to be, actually. It's wonderful that both sides love me, but I have questions for both. I mean, first of all, Riju, the way he talked about the situation, was he actually questioning that in the harassment of women happened? Are you saying that the harassment of women didn't happen? The second, Shatrupa, again, thank you again, once again, for your comments. But again, I must repeat and echo Shikhadi over here and say that, you know, we are only looking at the whole issue as per what the BJP is saying about it. No. We have Ms. Smriti Irani making atrocious comments about, you know, how Hindu women were getting physically assaulted by Muslim men. Now, these things need sensitivity. The situation needs sensitivity. What I instead see, unfortunately, on both sides is political point scoring.
And that is so unfortunate. Look, I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us.